before they lock you in their stereotypes. Speak words so deep they're like burial rites. Write lines that unite every side of the fight. So when you speak, all they get is your stereotype. See, I don't care as much about your lyrics, I mostly care about your spirits. Words are just vessels to help our souls grow coherent. That's why plastic conversations just keep people in their places. Boxes and cages, staying locked in a maze. These days, a raised eyebrow and suspicion can draw a straight line to a conviction. A country so conditioned by racism, those most judged by skin color and appearance end up filling up our prisons. And you're pissed off when a shock jock gets paid just to be a bigot? But our taxes have been paying for the same shit since the beginning. They pigeonhole us into body types, traditional dress, sexual preference, or exotic sound bites. They use every media stereotype to amplify their agenda as their political stereo mic. So we're stuck in the battle of the headlines, on the war of the magazine shelf. They've taught us to see each other as caricatures of our real selves. From Cronulla to the Herald, Channel 7, the whole cartel. The media mafia's making sure News Corp gets the sell. But the complexity of our lives doesn't fit in their headlines. So they need bite-sized pieces of our bodies to feed on between dinner and bedtime. So when we see each other on the street, those headlines and our headsets become head notes, become death stares, become death threats, become the next steps towards a best friend's next, become a breathless sea. To divide and conquer, we need a clear set of enemies. Falsified identities combined with our short-term memories. They poison our communities to keep us preoccupied. So while we're fighting each other, more land gets occupied. More services are cut, Adani gets up. Another open cut mine, another refugee gets stuck. That's why we need to take back the narrative. Speak our own languages, keep our identities multifaceted. Don't simplify it for their arrogance. You are not all savages, you are not all parodies to be used as their front page embarrassments. So before they lock you in a stereotype, speak words so deep they're like burial rites. Write lines that unite every side of the fight. So when we speak, all they get is our stereotype.